The purpose of this series of podcasts, What is a Felony DUI in Arizona?, is to discuss the facts, legal issues, and sentences imposed in Arizona felony DUI cases so people can have an understanding of how individuals can be found guilty of felony DUI and what sentences can be imposed. The cases discussed in this series are primarily based on memorandum decisions issued by the Arizona Court of Appeals. Memorandum decisions are only binding on that individual case and are not legal precedent for other cases. However, their discussion of the facts, legal issues presented, and sentences imposed are a good guide for what it takes to be found guilty of a felony DUI in Arizona and what the sentences imposed could be. Please keep in mind, almost all of these cases arose from the defendant's appeal after a felony DUI trial. Sentences for felony DUIs, which are resolved by plea agreement, are often less than those imposed after a jury trial. Case number 5, State v. Flores. State v. Flores was issued by the Arizona Court of Appeals on June 23, 2015. The facts in the case are, an officer observed the vehicle the defendant was operating swerve between traffic lanes. Thereafter, the defendant stopped his vehicle, and after making contact with the defendant, the officer noted that the defendant had bloodshot and watery eyes, had an odor of alcohol emanating from his breath, and that his speech was slurred. After exiting the vehicle, the defendant swayed while standing. After performing field sobriety tests, the officer noted that the defendant exhibited cues of impairment on all of the tests. The defendant was arrested and consented to having his blood drawn. The results of the blood draw were a 0.158%. The state then charged the defendant with aggravated DUI while under the influence of liquor and aggravated DUI when under the influence of liquor with an alcohol concentration of a 0.08% or more, both of which are Class 4 felonies. The state also alleged that the defendant had one prior DUI conviction. The defendant then went to trial and was found guilty in a jury trial. There were no legal issues discussed in the decision. The defendant was sentenced to 4 months in prison. The sentences were run concurrently on both cases.